It's Tuesday, September 27th, 2016, and I am Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is my second week in a row doing two shows on a weekly basis. So hopefully this will continue. Anyway, welcome, everyone. And I have quite a few things to talk about, actually, today, so I'm going to get right into it. First of all, I wanted to break this news on, well, it's already been on Facebook, but I wanted to break this news on this wonderful show that today is Mark, or Mittens, as some of you may know him. It's his birthday today, and he is 31 years old, so he'll always be younger than me. Wah, wah. But anyway, I toiled over and over and over. I toiled over and over. I don't know if you can toil over and over, but I really contemplated what I was going to get him for his birthday, because I really like to make people happy. I love to make my loved one happy, and I really enjoy seeing, you know, a look of surprise and awe and happiness on my lover, on their face. And I really want to get something, you know, a present that really has impact. And it's hard because we've taken a lot of trips this year, and we've spent a lot of money, and usually birthdays we'll do a trip or something like that, but I didn't know, I just didn't know what to get. He had gotten me a wonderful Diva Light for my birthday and some other things, some running shoe or some cross trainer shoes. And, you know, he had spent a few hundred dollars, maybe $300 or $400 on me. And do you ever think in a relationship, or even like with your family members, anyone that you give gifts to, do you ever have that feeling like, oh, they spent X amount of dollars, so that means I at least need to spend that amount, but I could also spend this amount. You know, I could spend more than it. So the amount of my gift has to be equal to or greater than the amount that they spent on me. Because like I've always kind of said, maybe not on this show or maybe not even on my other shows, but like I've said to friends when discussing gift giving, I really think that gifts is just an exchange between two people. Like, you're just, I'll give you this, you give me that, basically. Because anyone that you're going to give a present to for birthday or Christmas or anything like that, they are going to give you a present for your birthday or Christmas or whatever. So you end up trying to spend roughly the same amount. So basically all year long, you're going around exchanging things with people. Really, is to me, that's what gift giving is really. But I really like for him to be happy. And I really like to see that, you know, surprise and that happiness on his face. So I went back and forth and I thought, oh, I shouldn't spend a lot of money. I shouldn't spend a lot of money. And then I thought, but the only things I can think of that would make him really happy, none of them are cheap things. Like, none of them are cheap. And I narrowed it down, and at first I thought, well, he's always talking about, and me being a technology person, of course, this is what I'm going to think of. I thought, oh, he needs a new laptop. And, that is something that he's been complaining about for at least a year, maybe 2 years or longer, that his laptop is getting really slow. He's running out of hard drive space, but he has a Mac, of course. And so he has the most expensive, you know, laptop. So I couldn't just get him a Windows machine that's a little bit less expensive. I have to actually find, you know, get him a Mac of some sort. So I started looking around for Macs, and that gets pretty expensive. I mean, $1,200, $1,300, $1,400, $1,500 if you get something with good specs on it. And then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, oh, you know, he really wanted to see a Dell. Like, really wanted to see a Dell. We both were looking, but she sold out immediately. Like, her tickets sold out as soon as they went on sale. But I thought, well, there are all these sites, you know, StubHub, Ticket, Last Minute Ticket, I don't know, whatever. And Scalper.com, that probably exists, but I don't know. But there are all these websites, and I was thinking, I'm sure that there is some website that I can get a ticket on. So I went to StubHub, and I looked, and then it was, oh my God, they were so expensive, though. I mean, we're talking the price of this trip. Plus, she's not doing a concert here in the area. So we needed it to be a weekend because he doesn't have any more days off of work. So I was very limited to dates. And then there was one in Nashville that would have been drivable probably. I mean, it wouldn't have been it's about a 7-hour drive. It wouldn't have been the best thing in the world, but we could have driven, you know, a Saturday morning, gone to the concert, and then come back on Sunday. And that would be a lot of driving for 2 days, but it would be doable. But that one ended up being on the date of a birthday party that we were both invited to. And it's a pretty important birthday party. It's one of his best friends here. So I thought, okay, can't do that. So the next closest one that was, again, on a weekend was in Atlanta. Well, we both like Atlanta. I love Atlanta, but that's a little too far to drive in a weekend. I mean, in a 2-day span, it's 10 hours. That's 20 hours of driving for like 48 hours total trip time. So that's almost 50% of your travel time driving. So then I was like, okay, if we do this one, now I'm going to have to foot the bill for plane tickets. And I was going back and forth, and several of my friends were like, oh, we would never spend that much for a concert. Never, 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 unless it was a more intimate experience, because this is, of course, a stadium show, and the tickets, the closest I could get was the first level off the floor. The floor was ridiculously expensive. It was like $3,000 or something like that per seat. So, but, you know, money is no object when it comes to happiness. And I really wanted to see him really, really happy. So I went ahead and sprung. I found a really good deal on the plane tickets. And I needed a new credit card because my current credit card doesn't give any kind of perks. No, you know, no frequent flyer miles, nothing like that. I only have one credit card, and I was, and I don't use a lot of it. I pay it off every month, but now I do that because in the past I was not good with credit cards. But I'm at that point where my credit, I've managed to raise my credit back up from when I had bad credit, and it's really good now. But I could bump it up just a little bit more if I worked on my debt to income ratio, and stuff like that. And having a couple of cards would help with that. Plus, I need one with some benefits, you know, not just. And so when I was on the Delta website looking at these tickets, they had an offer. If you apply for their Delta SkyMiles card, you get $100 off. It's a $100 statement credit, but basically you get $100 off. So I got a good price on the tickets and I got $100 off because I applied for the card and I was accepted. And so now I have a new Delta SkyMiles card. So now I can start putting anything I was going to put on a credit card on that and actually rack up some SkyMiles. Also, if I spend $1,000 in the first month on it, which I would do and then pay off just for groceries or, you know, whatever else I do for that month, then I get 30,000 SkyMiles or frequent flyer miles with Delta right off the bat. So I think it was worth it. So I went ahead and did that, got the tickets. And then I wanted some really cool way to display this for him. So I thought, oh, crafting project, because I've been in this really crafting mood. Like I've been working on the studio and I came up with this cool way of making covers for my LED lights with using foam board and wax paper and to kind of diffuse my LED lights that are behind me. And if any of you have ever seen me on video, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you don't know. But then I decided, oh, I'm going to put fall decor on the cabinets above my kitchen. And I'm going to put lighting there. I'm going to use the same LED lighting. And anyway, I've just been going crazy going to Hobby Lobby. I bet I've been to Hobby Lobby like 15 times. Not really, but 5 or 10 times over the past 3 weeks. So I thought, okay, here's what I'm going to do. If you ever watch Ellen DeGeneres or some shows like that, she's always giving away money and the checks are on these big, huge pieces of, I guess it's foam core because they're really sturdy but they're really big. And I thought, oh, a perfect way to give him tickets would be to put it on some foam core. So I bought foam core. I worked for hours and hours and hours at work, designing an Adele ticket that I could print out on sheets of paper. And then I used double-sided tape to stick it on this foam core and cut it out the shape of a ticket. And then I mounted those two tickets on another piece of foam core along with his card. And I had printed fake Delta Airline tickets to put in there just to, you know, say, hey, you've got plane tickets and tickets for the Adele show. And I did all that. And then I set it up right before midnight with roses. And it was great. He was very happy. Of course, he's a little bit cheaper than I am. So he was like, oh, did you already buy the plane tickets? Because I could save you some money. I could use my frequent flyer miles. And I'm like, no, don't worry. This is all me. I already did it. And I'm probably going to make that his birthday and Christmas and just get him something smaller for Christmas. He's going to be going on a cruise for Christmas anyway, so that's a big present. So that, you know, that's basically what I've been doing. Now we're planning his birthday party for this weekend and what I'm going to cook and what he's going to cook and what we're going to have catered and so much stuff going on. The other thing I wanted to talk about is Baron Frosty. I don't know if he tweeted me or emailed me or something like that, but I think it was probably on Twitter because he usually communicates there. He messaged me with an article about this town that's kind of near me, Eureka Springs. And I'm not going to go into it. He wanted me to speak to this, but Baron, I don't have a lot of inside knowledge. So this is just going to be a little quick, you know, what I think about this. But basically the topic was that there is in Eureka Springs, there's kind of a, I want to say dichotomy, but I think that's the wrong word. There is a mismatch of people there because Eureka Springs it's always been kind of a hippie town. They have lots of like, you know, the places where you go and you'll see lots of arts and crafts and people have shops where they're painting, you know, painting things right in front of you and selling their art. And they, you know, they're glass blowers and they're, you know, all these kind of eclectic hippie type people. And people, a lot of retired people especially will go there and for their vacation and shop for antiques and stay in the hotels and, you know, get massages and spa treatments and all that. And it's in the Ozark Mountains, so it's a really scenic area. Well, there's also one of the claims to fame is something called the Passion Play. A radio station out of Oklahoma sponsors every season, every tourist season, a Passion Play show. And they have all of the sets for, you know, all the different biblical sets, and they have live animals and all this kind of stuff. And they do. And I've been to that before, but it was when I was really young. But that's a big draw for very religious people, obviously. Well, the town itself, the Passion Play is a little bit outside of the town, but it's a big draw for people. They come to see the Passion Play, but they'll stay in the hotels in Eureka and they'll, you know, spend money. Well, the town itself has become very, very much gay friendly. In fact, there have been articles about, oh, Eureka Springs is one of the gay destinations in the Midwest / South, because it's kind of right on the border between Midwest and South. And it's very beautiful. And I even, like, Mark and I went there, but this was probably a year or two ago. We went there and we stopped in some different shops, an art gallery, a little home decor shop, et cetera. And the owners of all of these shops seem to be gay. And they don't even have a gay bar there, but they told us, oh, the one club, the nightclub that we have is gay friendly and all the gays go to that nightclub. So the straights and the gays go to this nightclub. And so we knew that there were a lot of gay people living in that town. And it's a lot of gay retirees, a lot of, you know, older gay people. There's even a gay resort. And I say that with air quotes because it's not really a resort, I wouldn't say. When I think of resort, I think of really nice. It's not super fancy, but it's again, air quote, hotel with, you know, a pool and a restaurant and some other things like that where you can go, and it's for gay people. I think, and it's also clothing optional. So I think it's a mixture of like resort and bathhouse. I don't know. It's probably not a bathhouse, but I mean, I've never been there, so I don't want to offend anyone, but I bet it's got that kind of vibe because it's clothing optional. And I bet some hanky-panky goes on there. I don't know. But the article is basically saying that the Christian folks or the religious folks who were all in support of the Passion Play were really concerned that Eureka Springs was getting so gay-friendly. And so there's like this feud going on between the town of Eureka Springs and the Passion Play folks because the Passion Play doesn't want to lose customers because of the, you know, the gayness of the town. And the town doesn't want to lose the income from being gay-friendly. So, you know, Baron, all I can say is that I always knew it was kind of a hippie town, but this is Arkansas and a lot, mostly religious people and mostly people who are not very open and accepting. And they might be nice to your face, but when they get home, they might talk about you. And, you know, that's just kind of, I know that's a blanket statement, but that's what I'm used to from the state. Just most places in the South. I mean, now that we have the younger generation who's grown up with Will and Grace and, well, not even Will and Grace, that's an old show, but more gay friendly shows and more gay characters on TV. And, you know, people are coming out earlier and earlier. I'm sure even in Arkansas, it's, you know, people are becoming more accepting of gayness. But you never would have thought of a quote unquote gay friendly town until recently. So, I see where there's that mismatch here. And of course, my opinion is they just need to learn how to get along. I am not an atheist. I do believe in God. So I believe there is a place for a passion play, but they don't have any right to say, oh, you need to stop being gay friendly to the town so that we make sure we reach our quota of attendees every year. And vice versa, I mean, the gay establishments shouldn't be mad that there are religious people coming. I don't know. It's just kind of, you know what? It is indicative of the entire state of Arkansas, because we are still in that kind of old-fashioned, there are lots of people who are just not progressive and not for, you know, think it's wrong to be gay and think they're racist people. They're all kinds of people who have very close-minded views. And so it's basically what I experienced growing up. I had to have two personalities, one for to be around the old-fashioned religious people and one to be around my gay friends. I feel like this town kind of is like me. It has to have two personalities. One is the passion play that, you know, kind of caters to that more conservative, Bible thumping, religious, you know, kind of group. And then the town that's kind of more hippie and eclectic and artsy, they want to cater to more open-minded sorts of people and gay people and stuff like that. So it's really, all I can say is I understand what they're going through from a conceptual point of view, because I've gone through, you know, something kind of similar in my own just life experience. But I don't know. We haven't been there in a long time, so I'll have to go and see if it's any different than it was a couple of years ago when I was there. But I do remember a lot of gay folks, though. And this episode is turning into a long one. I've really been wanting to get into video. And like I said in my last episode, basically all I've done is vacation videos. And it's kind of like when you'll go over to your great uncle's house or something, and he's just gone on a trip to Alaska or something, and you know, they project the slides up on the wall and you have to sit there and eat chips and dip and watch a slideshow of Alaska or, you know, wherever, Africa, when they went on their safari, and then look at the mounted tiger heads or I don't know, whatever they catch when they, it's not usually tigers, it's usually elk or something like that. But, you know, they go on a safari and they're like, look, here's the head of the thing that I killed, and let's watch a slideshow. And you hear that click, click, click every time they probably don't do that anymore, but I do. Those are the most boring. Ugh, it's horrible. But I thought, oh, I could just, when I'm recording Geeky Gay the podcast, I could put a video camera on me and then I could release that on YouTube as well. But YouTube, usually you want to stick to around 5 minutes or less, because there's not as much attention span. So I'm not really sure if I should do that or not. I don't know if any of you have any opinions, but since I do 15 to 20 minutes on this show, I don't know if I should release that on YouTube. But the only other thing I wanted to say is I heard that Will and Grace is coming back, and they did a little short 10-minute clip, a reunion clip, all about the election. Oh my God. I did not watch the debate last night, but I'm so nervous. And I know most people don't like Hillary and also don't like Trump, but you guys, and I know this is horrible, but Hillary has experience. Even I have the opinion that most politicians are liars, and I'm not excusing it, but I feel like most politicians are manipulative and they lie at least a little bit. But Donald Trump has no experience. He is hateful, hateful, a hateful man. And I just don't want a hateful man in the office of president. I feel like the president is supposed to be the diplomat, is supposed to be the bridge builder, is supposed to be the one that goes to the various countries and, you know, talks to the folks and, you know, really is the ambassador for the United States. And I know the Secretary of State is more of that role, but the president is supposed to be someone that we're proud to be a president. I don't know how anyone could be proud of Donald Trump being president. And so Will and Grace did a whole skit, and I'm kind of excited about seeing that show coming back, but in watching, and there were some really funny lines in the clip, but I was so distracted by the canned laugh track. It was so, like, I'm hoping they can kind of revamp Will and Grace to be more with the day and age that we're at, and, you know, not be so hokey or whatever. And I hope that everyone votes for Hillary, because I'm seeing that Donald is only within about a point or two of Hillary now, and we still have a month before the election, and he's gaining traction and she's losing. And I really thought she won the debate last night, but all the polls that all these, I guess all the redneck, hick, uninformed people are going and voting on those polls, because they all say, oh, we thought Trump won. Oh my God, he did not. Anyway, I'm not political, but I don't want some dumbass as our figurehead. I really don't. That's all I've got to say on that. So if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter @geekygaytv, YouTube, youtube.com/geekygaytv. You can find me at Dubious Intent, which is my other podcast, at dubiousintent.com. Until next week, have a good week and weekend. I will see you guys later. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.